This is Shimon Newbord with Hilchos Shabbos, Chapter 14. This chapter contains 24 halachas. In the previous chapters, we dealt with the malacha of carrying, the prohibition of carrying objects from one domain into another. In this chapter, we will define precisely what is meant by the various types of domain. Halacha Aleph. There are four different domains that are considered in the laws of Shabbos. Rishus HaYochid, the private domain, or Rishus HaRabim, the public domain, VeCharmelis, and an intermediate type of domain that is in between the public and private, UMokim Ptur, and a place where there is no prohibition of carrying. Ezohi Rishus HaRabim, what do we mean by public domain? Midboris, the desert or wilderness, Vayoris, a forest, Ushvokim, big open town squares, Uderochim Hamefuloshim Lahem, or streets or paths that are open to such places, and they are open at both ends, and they open into such a public place. However, such a street or a road only qualifies as a public domain if its width is at least 16 cubits. And there is no roof or ceiling over it. These places are public domains. What do we mean by a private domain? We mean a raised place, tail, a mound or a hill, whose height is 10 handbreadths, and its length and width is 4 handbreadths by 4 handbreadths, or more than these dimensions. And so also a place that's depressed in the earth, a ditch or a hole, shehu its depth is 10 handbreadths, and its width and length is 4 by 4, or yoser akein, or deeper than these dimensions, and larger. Or a place that's at ground level, neither raised nor lowered, however, it is surrounded by four partitions on all sides. Gavon Asara, the height of these partitions is at least 10 handbreadths. Ubeinehem, and the space between them is Arba al Arba, 4 handbreadths by 4 handbreadths, or Yoser al Kain, or more than these dimensions. Afilo Yesh Bekama Milim, and even if it's a very large place, several miles in length and width. Im Hukaf Ledira, if it has these partitions around it, so that it is surrounded by walls or other partitions, and they are made for the purpose of dwelling there, kigoin medina hamukefes choima, such as a city that is surrounded by walls, even though it's a whole city, if it's surrounded by walls, shadal seiseho ninolis balaila, and the doors in the gates are closed at night, umevuyis sheyesh lahem shloishak solim, or alleyways that have three walls on three sides of them, velechi beruach revius, and some sort of a board standing across the fourth side, vechein chotzer vedir v'sahar, or a courtyard which is surrounded by walls, vedir, or a stable, v'sahar, or an open corral that's surrounded by partitions to keep animals in, shehukful adira, if the partitions here were made for the purposes of people living there and attending to their needs there, kulam rishus hayochid gemuraheim, all of these are considered private domains. They are genuine private domains, even though they may be large places where the public goes. Halacha beis afilu kelim, and even utensils or vessels, kigoin sfina, such as a ship, or a migdol, or a large chest, shalates, that's made out of wood, vekivris, or a large beehive, vechayotzei bohem, or similar things, which are containers or vessels, em yesh bohem arbo al arbo, if their size in length and width is 4 by 4 handbreadths, begoiva asara, and they have a height of 10 handbreadths, or yoser alze, or more than these dimensions, they also constitute a genuine private domain. Halacha Gimel, Ovi Haksolim Shol Rishus Hayochid, Kirshus Hayochid. The walls that surround the private domain, the thickness of these walls is also a private domain. La'achirim oisa mechitza, even though these walls do not have them in themselves the minimum width of 4 handbreadths, nevertheless they do constitute a private domain, because la'achirim oisa mechitza, if they are partitions which render what would otherwise be a public domain, they make it a private domain. La'atzmei lekol shekein, certainly they can make themselves into private domains. Avir shus hayochid, the airspace of above the private domain, kirshus hayochid, it continues to be a private domain no matter how high, ad lorakia, up to the sky. Aval aver rishus harabim, but the airspace above a public domain, eini kirshus harabim, this is not a public domain, only on the ground it's a public domain, ad asora tfochim, and up to 10 handbreadths above the ground, ulamala mi asora mi avur rishus harabim, but higher than 10 handbreadths above the ground, in the airspace above a public domain, mokim pturhu, this is a place where there is no prohibition of carrying, it's a mokim ptur, which we will learn about shortly. Halacha Dalid, the third domain, Ezer hi Karmelis, what is a Karmelis? Teil sheyesh bayarbo al arbo o yoiser al kain. Here we mean a hill whose dimensions and length and width is 4 by 4 or greater than that, but its height is not sufficient to be a private domain. Its height is from 3 handbreadths up to 10, but not a full 10. Sha'karmelis eine tefeses elo adasara. Why does it go only up to 10? Because the karmelis only goes as far as 10 handbreadths. Ve'eina rechavo poches mi'arbo ad alarbo, and its width can be no smaller than 4 by 4. It need not be a raised mound or hill. Ve'chein choritz, if it's a lower place, a hole or a ditch. Sheyesh bo'arbo alarbo o yoiser alkein, if its length and width is 4 by 4 handbreadths or more than that. Ve'omik mishloishav ad asora, and its depth is from 3 to 10 handbreadths. V'chein mokim shehukav barba mechitzis, and similarly a place that's at ground level but it's surrounded by 4 partitions. Gavin mishloishav ad asora, and the height of these partitions is not a full 10, it's between 3 and 10 handbreadths. Ubineim arbo al arbo yoyser al kein, and the space between them is 4 by 4 or more than that. V'chein, and so also a karmelis could be a Karen Zovis Hasmucha Rishus Arabim, a street corner that adjoins or abuts the public domain. V'hu Amokim Shemukav Sholesh Mechitzis, by this we mean a place that has 3 partitions around it. V'haruach Haravias Rishus Arabim, and in the fourth side it abuts the public domain, Kegoin Mavui, for example, a alleyway that is a private domain, but but the fourth side, the side that abuts the public domain, is open and there is no board standing upright or horizontal across the entrance to it, so that it is open to the public domain. Similarly, the ocean and a large open space in a valley, both in the winter time. In the summertime when there are people there, there will be Maisak Shavim, in the wintertime when there are no people there, call Elu Karmelis Haim. All of these places constitute a Karmelis. Halocha Hei, Avir HaKarmelis, the airspace above the Karmelis, Hareyuk HaKarmelis Ad Asora Tvachim. It is itself a Karmelis up to 10 handbreadths above the ground, Ulamayla Mi Asora Tvachim Ba'Avir HaKarmelis, but more than 10 handbreadths in the airspace above a Karmelis, Harehu Mokim Ptur, this is a Mokim Ptur, a place where carrying is not forbidden. Lefichach, and therefore, Me'al Pnei Hamayim Shebeyamim Shebanahoris, above the surface of the water in the ocean or the rivers, the ocean or the rivers is a Karmelis. The Karmelis begins at the surface of the water, and higher than the surface of the water, Ad Asora Tvachim, up to 10 handbreadths, Ka'avir Karmelis. This has the same rule as the airspace above a Karmelis. But more than 10 handbreadths above the surface of the water, Mokim Ptur, this is a place where carrying is permitted. Aval Kol Ha'oimek Hamoli Mayim, however the depths of the water, where the water itself is, Hareyu Kekarka Ove, this is like thick ground, it's not a territory at all, it's no domain concerning Shabbos. The Karmelis begins above the surface of the water. Halach Avov, Carmelis, if there is a well in the middle of a Carmelis, Harehu ke Carmelis, it has the same rules as a Carmelis. Afilo Omik Meya Ama, even if it's 100 cubits deep, it's very deep. Imain Boy Dalid, if its dimensions are not 4x4, it cannot become a private domain, it remains a Carmelis. Rishus Harabim Shahoisa Leo Tikra, if we have a public domain that's covered by a roof, and we learn that that disqualifies it as a public domain, or its width is not 16 cubits, and therefore that disqualifies it as a public domain, such places are a Carmelis. It's the Barshabein Ho'amudim Ho'imdim Bershus Harabim. There are posts or pillars that stand in the public domain and they support a porch that sticks out from the houses. The surface of the porch, such a porch that's supported by the posts, Harei Karmelis, even though it's above the public domain, nevertheless it constitutes a Karmelis. V'tzidei Rishus Harabim, and the sides, the sidewalks that adjoin the public domain, Karmelis, they also are Karmelis. Aval Beino Amudim, however, the place that's exactly between the posts that are supporting the porch, Hoyil V'rabim Dorsim B'neihem, since when the street is packed with people and it's very crowded, people will walk in there. Harehim Rishus Harabim, this is part of the public domain. Halacha Zayin, Ezeu Mokim Ptur, what is a Mokim Ptur? A place where there's no prohibition of carrying. Mokim Sheyesh by Pochas Mi'arba al-Arba, a place that has dimensions less than 4x4 handbreadths in length and width, V'govei Shleisha Ad L'Rakia, and its height is from 3 handbreadths and higher up to the sky. It must be at least 3 handbreadths. Shekol poches mishloisha areu koretz, because anything that's less than 3 handbreadths is considered as if it were the ground, and therefore it is the same as whatever domain it's in. Afilu koitzim ubarkonim iglolim, even thorns or other movable objects, manure, things that will shortly be removed from the public domain. Nevertheless, if they are in the public domain, Bershus Harabim, Govam Shloisha, if they are 3 handbreadths high, Vein Rosh Bamarbo Larbo, and their width and length is not 4x4, Harei Mokim Ptur, they constitute a Mokim Ptur, even though they're in the middle of the public domain and will be shortly be removed from there. Similarly, if it's a depression, a ditch or a hole in the ground that does not have the length and width 4x4, and its depth is from 3 handbreadths and deeper down into the depths, and similarly a place that's at ground level but it's surrounded by partitions, and its length and width is not 4x4, and here it means that it, that neither dimension is 4 handbreadths. Ha'afilu hoya erke yalef mil, but if one dimension was even 1,000 miles, verach b'yarbo apoches oira, and the width was 4 handbreadths, missing even a small piece, the length of a barley corn, v'gofi m'shleisho l'mayla, and its height, the height of the partitions, is 3 handbreadths and higher, hareza mokim ptur, this still constitutes a mokim ptur. V'chein aver rishus harabim, and similarly, as we said before, the airspace above the public domain, oyaver karmelis, or the airspace above a karmelis, the Maila Measara, higher than 10 handbreadths, Hareyu Mokim Ptur, this is a Mokim Ptur. All of these things are Mokim Ptur, Halochiches, Mokim Sheyesh Begofe, Tisha Tvochim, Betzumtzamim, Leipoches, Veloyoysir, Bershus Harabim, a place that's in the public domain, and its height is exactly 9 handbreadths, exactly no less and no more, Hareyu Kershus Harabim, this is a Rishus Harabim, and it does not constitute a Rishus Harabim. This is a public domain, it cannot become a private domain or a mokim ptur. It makes no difference how long or how wide it is, whether it's long or it's short, it does not matter. Even if it's greater than 4x4, it does not become a private domain, and even if it's less than 4x4, it does not become a mokim p'tur. Why? Because when it's exactly 9 handbreadths, mipnei sharabim mekatfim alav, the public lean on it, and therefore it's part of the public domain. Avlem hoya yoyser al tisha or pochas. However, if it was more than 9, that is up to 10, or it was less than 9, imhoya bayarbo al bar al yoyser, then if its length and width was 4 by 4 or greater, hareu ke karmelis, then it's a karmelis, vimein bayarbo al arbo, and if there are no 4 by 4 in length and width, hareu mokim p'tur, then it becomes a mokim p'tur. Halocha tes, gag asomich l'shus harabim, a roof that adjoins the public domain, that is, the house is lower than ground level, and its roof rises a little bit above the ground, and it's no more than 10 handbreadths above the ground, since the public can lean on it and puts things on it, it's forbidden to carry in that roof. That roof is like a carmelis, unless one makes a ladder that's there permanently, both Shabbos and weekdays, and that indicates that it's the roof of a house and not part of the public domain, and then it will become a private domain and it's permitted to carry there. Amud b'shus harabim, if there is a post or pillar in the public domain, gavoya asora v'rochev arbo, if its height is 10 handbreadths and its width is 4, harei u'rishus hayochid, this is a private domain, even though it's only a post, it's not an actual place. Noatz begavha yosid kol shehi, if one sticks some sort of a peg, even a very small peg, into the vertical part of this post, afilu einu gvoya shloisha, even if the peg is less than 3 handbreadths above the ground, we still do not consider it as part of the ground. Hoyil veroi litlis bayos l'shtamishbay, since it's possible to hang things on this peg or to make other use of it, hareze mematoi, we begin counting from the height of the post from above that peg, v'nasa karmelis, and therefore the post is no longer 10 handbreadths and it becomes a karmelis. V'ein moidedim loyelo min hayosid ulamayla, we do not count the height of the post except from above the peg. V'afilu milo kula yisaydis, even if the post is entirely full with these pegs, hareze memayet govhoi, nevertheless, we do not say that merely makes it a wider post. We reduce the height of the post to whatever is above these pegs. Share toilin boisai yisaydis umishtam shibem, because it's possible to hang things in these pegs and you'd make other use of them, and therefore they are independent objects. Halocha yud, choyrei reshus harayochid, holes that are in the walls that surround the private domain, if they are accessible from the private domain, hareim kirshus hayochid, these holes are also the private domain. However, holes that are in the wall accessible from the public domain, einam kirshus harabim, they are not part of the public domain. Ela hareim kfi midosam, their situation depends on how big they are. Ketzad, for example, choyer b'tzad reshus harabim, if there's a hole in the wall on the side of the public domain, and yesh b'yarbo l'arbo, if its size is 4 by 4 handbreadths in length and width, v'gavoya asora, and it's 10 handbreadths above the ground, harei reshus hayochid, this is a private domain. V'mein gavoya asora, and if it's not 10 handbreadths high, harei is a karmelis, then it is a karmelis. V'mein b'yarbo l'arbo, and if it does not have the dimensions of 4 by 4, harei is a mokim p'tur, then it is a mokim p'tur v'usha gavoya shloisha, but only if it's at least 3 handbreadths above the ground, kol apochas mishloisha, because anything that's less than 3 handbreadths high, harei ukar, it's as if it were on the ground. Halochi yudalef reshus hayochid u'mokim p'tur, the private domain and the mokim p'tur, the law is that muta letaltil b'kulan, it's permitted to carry anywhere in these domains. Afilu hoya oirech kolachas mishteim kama milim metaltim b'kula, and even if one of these had a length of several miles, you can carry the entire dimension. Avol reshus harabim v'karmelis, but the public domain or a karmelis ain metaltelim b'em, it's forbidden to carry in them. Elo arba amis, only up to 4 cubits. V'im hever or hoishit, but if one carries something or he hands something out or zarak or throws something chutz l'arba amis, a greater distance than 4 cubits, reshus harabim, if he does so in the public domain chayiv, then he is guilty and he's punished for carrying. go by Carmelis. If he does so in a Carmelis, where the prohibition is only by rabbinical decree, potter, he is not punished by stoning or by a requirement to offer the sin offering. She'isa ha-Carmelis midivreim, the prohibition of a Carmelis is only by rabbinical decree. Mipnei she'idoyim al-shus harabim, because it appears similar to a public domain. Shemat ishalib b'shus harabim, and one may make a mistake, and if he can carry in a Carmelis, he would carry in a public domain too, and therefore they permit it. Lefichach, and therefore, since it's only by rabbinical decree that you may not carry in the private domain, in the Carmelis, in Lehoya Tzarech, Legufaitza, if he was carrying and he didn't need the thing that he carried, he's going to have a koitz be Carmelis. For example, if he carries a thorn in a Carmelis, not because he needs the thorn in the place to which he's bringing it, but he wants to remove the thorn from the place where it originally was, so that the public will not be injured by it, then it's permitted to carry it. And even if he carried it several cubits, more than 4 cubits, it's permitted. And so any similar case where he's carrying in the Carmelis, not because he needs the object in the place where he's bringing it, but because he wants to remove it from the place from which he takes it. Just as it's permitted to carry anywhere in a mokim p'tur, so it's permitted to carry between it and a private domain, or l'shus harabim, or from it to a public domain, and needless to say, it's permitted to carry from it to a Carmelis, and it's permitted to carry to the makim p'tur from a private domain, or from the public domain, needless to say, it's permitted to carry to the makim p'tur from a Carmelis. Just as it's forbidden to carry anywhere in the Carmelis more than 4 cubits, kach otzer lahoitzi mimenu l'shus hayoch l'shus harabim, so it's forbidden to carry from it to a private domain or to a public domain, or l'harachnis l'charmelis, or to carry into a Carmelis mirshus hayochit or mirshus harabim, from the private domain or from the public domain. V'mhoitzi v'harachnis, however, if he did carry in such a fashion, in or out from a Carmelis, potter, he is not punished. Halacha Yud Beis, Hamoitzi Mershus Hayochid L'Shus Hayochid, one who carries from one private domain to another private domain, or Mershus Harabim L'Shus Harabim, or from one public domain to another public domain, V'Charmelis Be'emtza, and there is a Carmelis in between the two domains, potter, he is not punished. V'chein Hamoishit Oyazoyrik Mizulazu, similarly, one who hands something out, or who throw something from one domain to another, that is from one private to another private domain, or from one public domain to another public domain, v'charmelis b'emtza, and there's a carmelis in between, potter, he is not punished. Hamoitzi chefetz mershus harabim l'charmelis, one who carries some object out from the public domain to a carmelis, v'nichoy sham, and he puts it down there, v'chozer v'okri m'charmelis, and then he goes ahead and picks it up in the Carmelis, v'chnisei l'shus hayochid, and he carries it to the Rishus Hayochid. So in effect, he went from the public domain to the private domain, but he put it in the Carmelis in between, or he did the opposite. He carried it out from the private domain to a Carmelis, v'nichoy sham, and he put it down there, because of Okri Mekarmelis or Itzilishus Harabim, and then he picked it up from the Carmelis and he carried it to the public domain. Hareza Potter, in all of these cases, he is not punished. Halacha Tezvav, Hamoitzi Mershus Hayochilishus Harabim, one who carries something from the private domain out to the public domain, V'over Al Mokim Ptur, and on the way, he passes through a mokim p'tur, shohoya b'neichem, which was between the two domains, bali chosei, while he was walking, chayev, he is punished. Because even though he did not go directly from one domain to another, he passed through the mokim p'tur, shaham halich einik oimid, but he never stopped there. He was walking the whole time, and therefore he never stopped. V'ein tzorich loyma bezoidik, needless to say, if someone throws an object, sh'ova chayfetz b'mokim p'tur, he throws the object from the private domain and it lands in the public domain, even though it passed through the mokim p'tur, he is still punished. She'ein echoshev kemishanoch sham, because passing through is not the same as stopping there. Hoya oimed b'mokim p'tur, if someone is standing in a mokim p'tur, v'notel chevitz mishus hayochid, he reached into the private domain and picked up some object, oimeyodim hoimicham, or he took it from some person that's standing there, v'hinichoy b'shus harabim, and he put the object down in the public domain, oimeyad odim hoimicham, or into the hand of a person standing there, potter, he's not punished. V'cheinim hichnis mishus harabim, mishus hayochid, and similarly, if he handed something, he carried something from the public domain into the private domain, or from a person standing in one of these domains, v'omad b'mokim p'tur, but he himself is standing in a mokim p'tur, potter, he is not punished. Halacha tezayin, amud b'rishus harabim, if there is a post or pillar in the public domain, gavoya asore, if it's 10 handbreadths high, and it's 4 handbreadths wide, constituting a private domain, but it's 4 handbreadths wide only at the top, at its bottom, where it's at the ground, it's not 4 handbreadths wide, and this place where it is narrower than 4 is at least 3 handbreadths high, nevertheless it is still a private domain, because we view the wide part at the top as if it were that wide all the way down, and therefore if one throws some object in the public domain and it lands on this post, chayiv, he is punished. Tail hamislakit, we spoke about a mound that is 4 handbreadths by 4 handbreadths and it's 10 handbreadths high. Supposing it does not rise directly vertically, but it has an angle that comes up, it's like a hill with an angle coming up, how steep does this angle have to be? Tail hamislakit, a mound or a hill that rises up, goiva asora, to a height of 10, asora tfochim, 10 handbreadths, mitoich arba, Oirech arba amis, while it proceeds in the horizontal direction, no more than 4 cubits, harehu rishus hayochid, this is steep enough, and therefore it is also considered a private domain, vimzorak mishus harabim v'noch al gabov, and therefore if one throws something from the public domain and it lands on such a hill, chayev, he is punished. Halochi yudzayin, noatz kone b'rishus hayochid, if one sticks a stick into the ground in a private domain, and it's standing vertically stuck into the ground, afilu gavoya mea ama, even if it's 100 cubits high, nevertheless it's still part of the private domain, even though it's very high and it's only a stick, it has a very narrow length and width. Nevertheless, it's a private domain. Vizarek Meshus is in the public domain and throws something, and it lands on top of this stick. Chayev, he is punished. Shersus Hayochid Oila Adlarakia, because it stands in the private domain, and anything in the private domain continues to be a private domain, no matter how high you go up to the sky. Ilon Shawoimid Meshus Hayochid, a tree that's standing in a private domain, Venoifoi Noite, but branches hang over the public domain, Vizorak, and one stands in the public domain, Vinoch al Noifoi, and the object that he throws an object and it lands on the branches of that tree, Potter, he is not punished, because they're a public domain, or if they're higher than 10, they are a mokim p'tur. And we do not say, she'ein hanoif hoylech achareika, we do not say that let the branches be considered the same as the roots of the tree, and let them be considered a private domain. Halochi yutches, noatz kone b'rishus harabim, if someone sticks a stick into the ground and it stands upright in the public domain, uberoishi traskel, and on the top end of that stick there is a basket that's supported or balanced there, vizarak, and one throws something from the public domain, v'noch al gabov, and it lands on top of it, potter, he is not punished, because that place, that basket up there, is a mokim p'tur, she'en eshus harabim elo ad asora. The public domain only goes up to 10 handbreadths. Hazoidik arba ames b'shus harabim, one who throws something 4 cubits in the public domain, v'noch hachefetz b'kvesel, and it does not land 4 cubits away, but it comes to rest sticking on a wall. Kigoyin shezorak chelev, he throws some sticky substance. For example, he throws tallow, or botzek, or dough, v'nidbak b'kesel, and it sticks onto the wall. Im nidbak l'mayla me'asaret vachim, if it sticks there more than 10 handbreadths high, kizoyrik ba'avir, it's like throwing in the air, shalamayla me'asaret mishus harabim, makim p'torhi, and anything that's more than that's in the air, more than 10 handbreadths above the public domain is a makim p'tur. But nidbak lamata mi'asore, if it sticks to the wall less than 10 handbreadths high, kizorik baritz, that's like throwing it on the ground, v'chayev, and he's punished because it went more than 4 cubits in the public domain. Zorak lamayla mi'asore, if he throws something higher than 10 handbreadths, but noch bechoyer kol shehu, and it comes to rest even in a very small hole in the wall, potter, he is not punished, because this is a mokim p'tur. Halacha yutes, zara kono iroimef mishus hayochid, if one throws some pointy object, or a stick, a pointy stick, or yiroimach, or some a dagger, or some knife, mershus hayochid, he throws it from the private domain, v'niska mershus harabim kishahu oimed, and it comes to rest, sticking upright, sticking in the ground of the public domain, potter, he is not punished, sharei miktsosei b'mokim p'tur. Because even though one end is sticking into the ground, therefore one end has gone from the private domain to the public domain, but the other end is above the ground and it's a mokim p'tur, and therefore since the entire object is not in the public domain, part of it is in the mokim p'tur, he is not punished. Zora klimer shus hayochid l'shus harabim, if he throws some container, some vessel from the private domain into the public domain, and that container, that vessel was a large vessel, its size is sufficient to be a private domain, it is 4 handbreadths by 4 handbreadths in length and width, and its height is 10, potter, he is not punished, because this utensil, this vessel is a genuine private domain, and even though he threw the utensil out into the public domain and it came to land in the public domain, nevertheless the utensil itself is a private domain, and since the vessel is occupying the space where it is, he has thrown from the, he has in effect thrown from the private domain to a private domain. And even though it did not become a private domain till it came to rest there, nevertheless it came to rest at the same time that it was a private domain. A similar law we will have, halacha chof, boyer tisha b'shus harabim, if there is a hole in the ground that's 9 handbreadths, it's in the public domain, and therefore since it's only 9 handbreadths deep, it is itself a public domain, va'okar chulya mikarkoise, and he takes up a spadeful of earth from the bottom of this well and throws it out of the well into the public domain, v'hishlimoy la'asara, and in so doing, he at the same time makes the well 10 handbreadths deep, so at the same time that he throws the earth out from the well to the public domain, he makes the well into a private domain. Even though at the time he picked up the earth, he was picking it up from the public domain, but it immediately became a private domain, so that he picked up the earth at the time when it became a private domain, and he threw the earth out into the public domain. The 10 handbreadth high walls of the well were made at the same time that he picked up this thing that he threw out from this private domain. Nevertheless, potter, he is not punished. Because to begin with, when he began to remove the earth from it, the walls of the well were not 10 handbreadths, and therefore when he began removing it, the place was still a public domain. However, if we have the opposite, the law will also be the same. If the well is to begin with 10 handbreadths deep, and it is now a private domain, v'hishlich b'chulya, and he's standing in the public domain, and he tosses from the public domain a spadeful of earth into the well, and now when that lands in the well, it makes the well less than 10 handbreadths deep, and therefore makes it a public domain, potter, even though to begin with, when he threw it, he was throwing from the public domain into the private domain, but when it landed in the private domain became a public domain, and therefore he is thrown from a public to a public domain. Potter, he is not punished. Because the landing of the object that he threw and the removal of the 10 handbreadth high walls happened simultaneously. If one throws a board, he's standing in a public domain. Someone is standing in a private domain, and he takes this board, which is at least 4 by 4 in length and width, and he throws it out into the public domain. And it comes to rest, supported horizontally above posts, and these posts stand in the public domain, and they are 10 handbreadths high. And now this, at the time that it comes to rest, it forms a private domain, since it's a place at least 4 by 4, and it's 10 handbreadths high. Afilu hoya kli al gabi hadaf, and even if he didn't throw the board by itself, but he threw the board with some vessel on top of the board, and all of this came to rest on the posts, and therefore it turns out that he has thrown the board and the vessel from the private domain into what was formerly a public domain, and it did not become a private domain until it came to rest there. Nevertheless, Potter, he is not punished, because making the place that was partitioned off 10 handbreadths high in Nuchasakli, at the same time that the vessel fell and came to rest there, Boim Keachas, it happened all at once. And it had to have been a public domain before and after it came to rest, halochich, in order for him to be punished. Halochich of Beis, Boyeshehu Omik Asara, a well that's 10 handbreadths deep, Verochav Shmoina, and it's 8 handbreadths wide. This is double the minimum size for a private domain. It's 8 by 4. Vizorat machzelis bershus harabim, and he takes a mat, and he's standing in the public domain, and he throws a mat into this well. Vichilka haboyer beroch bilishnayim, and the mat comes to rest standing across the well, and it divides it into two parts, so that now, when you subtract the width of this mat, each of the parts is less than 4 by 4. And therefore, it is no longer a public, it's no longer a private domain. Potter, he is not punished. Sha'areim hanochas hakli, because when this utensil, this mat that he threw in, comes to rest there, botlu hamechitzes, the enclosed place, it no longer exists. V'nasa kol mokim empochas mi'arbo al arbo, and each one of these places is now, each side of the mat is now less than 4 by 4, and therefore he has no private domain here. Halochichov gimel, if there is a well in the public domain that is 10 handbreadths deep and 4 handbreadths wide, and therefore this well is a private domain, mole mayim, and this well is partly full with water, v'zorak l'teichei chayfetz, and he throws some object into the well, v'noch al gabi hamayim, and it came to rest in the water that is partly submerged and partly sticking above the water, chayev, he is still punished, even though there is water here in the well, and above the surface of the water there are no 10 handbreadths, and therefore you might think that it's not a private domain. Because the presence of the water does not take away the fact that we have an enclosed space here. The water does not count. However, if it was not full of water, The water does not count because objects can fall into the water, and therefore they will do not make the depths of the well into a place where you can't put things. The stone or some other object that he throws there falls into the water, and therefore the depths of the water is part of the well. But if it is full of fruit or some other solid objects, and he throws something into it, potter, he is not punished, because nothing falls down into the fruit, it comes to rest on top of the fruit, and therefore only what's above the fruit is considered the enclosed space in the well. And Sharei Mia to Apeiris says Shiurayan, therefore the fruit that's in the well has removed the minimum size of 10 handbreadths, since we do not have 10 handbreadths above the surface of the fruit. Halochichov Dalid, Rekek Mayim, a mud hole that's full of muddy water, shehu oiver b'shus harabim, and it's a stream of mud that's flowing in the public domain, v'rabim mahalchem boy, and the public walks through that place where there's mud flowing, im ein do'om ke yasorat tfochim, if it does not have a depth of 10 handbreadths, hareyu k'rishus harabim, this is a public domain. Bein shahoya rochiv afilu arba amis, even if it was even 4 cubits wide, bein shaloi hoya beroch boya for tfochim, or even if it was narrow and it was not even 4 handbreadths, nevertheless, it is a public domain. And even though most people skip over it or go around it or something and avoid walking in it, nevertheless that does not make it a karmelis or a private domain. Since it is less than 10 handbreadths deep, it is a public domain. However, if its depth is 10 or more, then it is considered a karmelis, just as any other body of water is. But only if its width is 4 handbreadths or more than that. Because no karmelis can be less than 4 handbreadths wide. If it's less than 4 handbreadths wide, it is a mokim ptur. Thank you for listening. Please listen tomorrow for chapter 15.